Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Welcome to the Country Music Talk podcast, where you can hear the biggest names in country music telling the stories behind their songs, sharing the latest news, and giving us all the gossip on life in Music City and beyond. I'm Baylen Leonard, and you can catch me on Absolute Radio Country. Listen on DAB Radio in the UK, on the free Rayo app, or you can just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. Right, let's get on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Karen Dixon, welcome to the UK. This is exciting because I've been loving your music. You've not been over here before.
No.
And now here you are.
Yeah.
So welcome to the UK.
Thank you.
What are your first impressions?
Everyone's so nice.
Really?
Everyone's so friendly. I don't know if it's like the accent or just everyone's just seems so welcoming and friendly. And
oh, that's good.
I don't know. It's just been a great experience.
That's the reputation we want.
Yeah.
So what have you done so far since you've been here?
Well, we've played several shows. We played in, I'm trying to think. Remember the cities. It's like a blur since we got here.
You can just go with countries. You were in Wales.
Yeah, we were in Wales. We've been in Birmingham.
Yep.
London, and we were in Wolverhampton.
Well done for saying Birmingham.
I will have to admit, my ads, I said it wrong the whole time.
Well, why, you know, why wouldn't you? Because
I was like, Birmingham.
Yeah, well, it looks like it's exactly the same.
Like that Alabama Birmingham. And that makes sense to me because people were like, do you mean UK or the States? And I was like, UK. And then I got here and I was like, oh, I'm saying it wrong.
So let's get to know you a little bit because we were obsessed with Bird in a Cage and we played it loads. And it's one of those songs that does exactly what country music does, I think, so well, which is take something that's quite difficult for a lot of people to talk about, tricky life situations, and basically giving voice to people who don't have that voice themselves, you know, who maybe are going through something that's very similar and they feel very alone in it. And I always think that country music just handles life events so much better than any other genre. It's about a toxic relationship kind of at the base of it. But also supremely hummable. So it's like the perfect country song. So just tell us about Bird in a Cage.
Yeah, I mean, when I wrote that, I wrote it with Nick Gates and Gabe Neal, and I actually started writing it when I was sleeping, and I had this melody.
When you were sleeping?
Yeah, I was like, I had this melody in my head, and I woke up, and I rolled over, and I do this a lot, and I like recorded this like,
Well, like on a voice note, you
on
just
a little
roll
voice
over
memo.
And hum it.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
And I had not really, I mean, I had started to try to write about my experiences, but it's hard, you know, when you're trying to talk about deep topics like that. And I just decided I was going to go for it. And I just started writing the lyrics, bottle caps on the ground, like that bottle caps visual kept popping out at me. So when I then brought the song to my producer and I just went through the idea with him, the song is crazy on how it actually came out. We were not organized. We were not in a studio. We were sitting in our apartment. I was sitting on the floor with a guitar. My producer was playing Fortnite. and my boyfriend was on the phone with our friend from Canada. And it was the most chaotic write, but I kind of sometimes now look back and think, I don't know if I could have written it if I was trying to keep it like in this serious space because it was such a serious topic.
Yeah.
And it flowed out. The bridge I finished a couple weeks later. So I look back and I'm like just really fond of that memory because it was a completely unplanned write and it just poured out. I felt like it was time to start talking about some of these things because I know there's a lot of people out there that have gone through what I've gone through and I just wanted to start talking about it to have like a relatable moment with the people that love my music.
It's great to know that it wasn't, because it's quite a heavy thing to go through, but it's nice to know that the process of actually creating the song wasn't heavy.
Yeah.
That's a nice juxtaposition, I suppose. And also, I guess, like, you had had enough space by that point that you weren't wearing it like a heavy cloak.
Yeah, I had time to process and had time to grow and move past that part of my life. So it was time. I felt like I was like, I think I can open up about this now. And I'm so glad that I did, because that's reached people all over the world. I mean, when I came this week, people came to the shows that were singing along to the lyrics. And to see that was just very magical to know that that song reached over here. And it's helped a lot of people, apparently.
Absolutely.
They tell me.
Was it Pennsylvania that you were born in?
Oh, gosh. This is the complicated question.
Okay, because North Carolina is also...
Yes.
Feet, so tell us.
Yeah, this is the question that inspired the song that's actually coming out in the fall called Where I've Been. Because I never know where to say I'm from. I was born in North Carolina.
Okay.
And then I moved to Central Pennsylvania
right.
for a small time. Then Western Pennsylvania, yeah. back to Central.
Oh, so, I mean, here, nobody's going to know
yeah.
what any of that means.
You
can just say Pennsylvania.
I'm going to say Pennsylvania is where I guess that I'm from the most.
Right, yeah. Okay, yeah. But North Carolina, how old were you when you left North Carolina?
I was 4.
Oh, right. So North Carolina didn't have a huge impact on you.
My birthplace, but not like where I was raised.
So. I got you. Yeah. I got you. And where do you live now?
I split time between Pennsylvania and Nashville.
Okay, so you're still kind of back in your hometown,
back in
if
my
you
hometown,
want to call
yes.
it that. Yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that must be nice to go to, because there are a lot of artists that obviously have to go to Nashville and spend yeah. a lot of time in Nashville, but always want to have a little space where they can get away from Nashville. Because as wonderful as Nashville is, I think particularly if you're working in it, it's probably nice to get away from it every now and again. So is yeah. that what Pennsylvania serves for you, is like getting out of the hubbub of Nashville?
I mean, I love hubbub. I am like a busy, okay. busy person, but my kids are in Pennsylvania.
Oh, I got
so
you. So they're
I go
in school
back.
And all that.
They're in school. So they really, really wanted to come on this trip, by the way. They were very sad.
School is it school time?
It's
oh,
school
no,
time.
It's school's out,
they're
isn't
starting
it?
School and they're getting ready for sports and it's just too kind of chaotic. But and also, I've never been over here. So next time,
right.
they will come.
You're like, mommy has things like, that she needs to
I
do.
I need to make sure I know how to use the trains and all the things. And so
right.
next time, we'll be good. And so I go back there because they're there. They do come to Nashville. Like during the summer, they'll stay in Nashville with me.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it's my hometown. That's where I have a ton of really supportive fans there in Pennsylvania. So I just did a festival back there. And that was really nice because I hadn't seen anyone in a long time. So
right.
everyone came out to the show and we got to celebrate together and just give hugs before I left for the UK. So.
Oh, great. And you said you were figuring out the trains and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What has there been anything where you're like, I just have no idea how this works at all?
I be honest, I let my boyfriend take the train planning over.
Right,
I just
fine,
follow
good.
Him.
Serving a purpose.
Yeah, he was great. He did a great job. I mean, I probably could have maybe figured it out, but he was doing great. I was like, you're doing great. You just keep on that train planning.
And are you going to do any touristy things while you're here? Like, do you want to do, you tell me. Is there anything that you know, the Tower of London or Harry Potter World or any of that sort of stuff?
I'm not a big researcher when it comes to touristy things.
Just jump in.
I go and I just go where the
That's
local
the
people tell
it,
me
I
to
think.
Go. So when we were in Wales, we saw the Cardiff Castle. We went to the Roman like ruins. It was like a big amphitheater.
Sure.
And here, I'm probably just going to, I'll probably ask you later today what I should do, but I'm just going to wander. I like to wander.
Great. Just yeah. wander. There's something around every bend.
Yeah.
let's talk about Accidental Cowgirl. We've been playing this new single, which is lovely. So how did this one come about?
Yeah, Accidental Cowgirl. I wanted to tell a little bit of a sassier side of my story.
Yeah.
And this song is about, you know, picking yourself up by your bootstraps and going back to who you're supposed to be and pushing all those people out that were like, you can't do that. And I'm like, I'm just going to do this. I'm going to rock it. And so I wanted to write something that was more upbeat and fun and just kind of a little more, you know, danceable and
yeah.
out there. So that song was born and I really like it.
Did you come up against a lot of that kind of in the course of your career? People saying, oh, you have to do it this way or you can't do that.
Yeah. I mean, so when I was younger, I don't even know why this was a thing, but like country music wasn't quite as popular in where because I lived in Chicago at the time. So I went
right.
into pop music and more of like a bluesy type style.
Okay.
But I was raised on country.
Sure.
So country has always been who I am inside. And then I continued to stay away from country for some reason. And then one day I was singing in my old time country twang and my producer literally stopped me. He goes, what was that? And I was like, I was just joking. I was singing Mr. Brightside was what I was doing.
In a country way.
In a country way.
Oh, we just had Brandon Flowers sitting right where you're
Are you
sitting
serious?
Last week.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, that is the song that started it all. And then so I recorded Mr. Brightside in like a country way. I never released it. Hopefully,
okay.
you know, hopefully okay. in the future here. I've been thinking, I was like, I think I need to do that.
You definitely should. That song, I know it's enormous everywhere, but particularly in the UK.
Oh, yeah?
That song is enormous And remain so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, you know, we'll move that up on the board there.
I was just in a place called Cornwall at the weekend, which is way down south, like on the coast. And there was a brass band doing a cover version of Mr. Brightside on the
seafront. It's such a good song. Mm. So, and it's so catchy.
And is it a football thing? Do they sing it in the terraces? I feel like it's sung in the terraces as well. You know, here, like soccer, they sing a lot of songs in the... like the fans will sing a lot of songs, and it feels like Mr. Brightside's definitely one of them.
It's probably, I think in the States, there's a, I'm not going to say which team because I'll probably get in trouble if it's the wrong one, but there is a football team, I think, in our football, you know, American football that sings that in the stands as well.
But yeah, I feel like you should release this. But anyway, we're getting off track. Sorry.
So that song is like how I accidentally stumbled back into country without trying to. But now I feel at home and I really can't see myself ever doing anything else because I grew up on Patsy Cline and Johnny Cash and I just feel like this is where I'm supposed to be. So Accidental Cowgirl is like, that's going to be the album. Like, here I am. I'm doing country, but... You know, I like to do things a little different. I don't like to sound like everyone else, so I'm trying to just keep whatever sounds are in my head when I'm sleeping. I put them into the voice memos and say, okay, this is how we're going to do this. But keep the root, like I'm very respectful of the roots of country. Mm. Like I want the storytelling to remain. I like to have those country instruments like rooted in the production, but also like infuse a little pop and a little bit of, you know, maybe some gospel or maybe some like swampy.
Well, yeah, just all the influences that make you you.
Yeah, exactly.
Well... Thank you so much for coming in to see us.
You're welcome.
And hopefully you'll keep coming back over to the UK.
I'm addicted to coming here. Now I'm going to be like, I have to come here every year.
Great. Come here every year. Karen Dixon, make sure you come and see us when you come back.
Well.
And we will end on what we were just talking about, Accidental Cowgirl. Thanks, Karen.
Yeah, thank you.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.